With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The Colorado State Health Department has identified three more COVID-19 outbreaks in Montezuma County over the past week. That brings the county to a total of six. The new outbreaks include staff at the Cortez Livestock Auction and attendees of Mountain Range Fitness and Evangel Assembly of God. As of this week's update from the state, the three new outbreaks include 13 COVID-19 cases. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has until the end of 2023 to reintroduce gray wolves after voters approved Proposition 114. But as KSJD's Scott Franz reports, the board in charge is debating how quickly to move forward.
Most commissioners want to take it slow. Charles Garcia says potential lawsuits over wolves being removed from the endangered species list could complicate things. He also wonders if the Biden administration will restore the protections, a move that could give the federal government the final say over the reintroduction.
I'm not in any rush to get this done again. I think we need to do it right, take our time.
But Commissioner Jay Touchton says the state may want to move faster before the issue can get caught up in a national court battle.
We're under a deadline. The voters told us what they want us to do. Our job now is just to go forward and do it.
Prop 114 narrowly passed, mainly from voters along the Front Range. Parks and Wildlife is vowing a, quote, open and transparent reintroduction process with public hearings. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.